Hello, everyone. My name is Rissa Montañez. Welcome back to the fourth chapter in the Dead series. We are now on part two of the series titled Home, written by Hannah Schooner. And we very much hope you enjoyed listening to part one. Speaking of which, if you like what you're listening to, you can always leave us a review anywhere you listen to podcasts, or you can also leave a review on Spotify. Go ahead and let us know what you think about the episodes. We love hearing from you. And hey, seriously, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for spending the time with us in listening to these episodes and supporting the podcast. All right, we've got a quick ad break coming up, and then this week's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In a world plagued by the undead. The stories of survivors are well known.
Survivors. Heralded as examples of strength, heart, and perseverance.
Over time, they have become tales. Fables of a world unknown.
And legends.
Passed down from survivor to survivor.
These are their stories. The tales.
Of the lost. Of the precious few.
Who walk the earth, seeking refuge.
Seeking life, redemption, and eternal peace.
These are their stories.
These are the stories of the dead.
You are now listening to...
You are now listening to...
Home.
Episode 2.
Leah! Dinner's ready.
Mom? What the?
Leah? Sweetie, you awake?
Yeah, I'll be right there, Mom.
Okay, sweetie.
Mom!
Oh, hey, what was that for? Oh, I love you, darling. Honey, are you all right?
Yeah, just, I love lasagna.
Oh, I know you do. Do you want to help me out and get your father his coffee?
That's home too?
Well, of course, it's Tuesday. We know how sacred his Tuesday dinners are.
Right. Tuesday. How could I forget?
Whoa. Hey, no running in the kitchen, mister. I just mopped. Come on.
Right. Sorry, Mom. smells great. Oh, hey, Leah. Thanks for dinner, Mom. So, Leah, how goes rehearsal? Hello? Earth to Leah.
Oh, sorry. Just waking up. It's been good. Today was canceled, though. The director wasn't feeling well, so I just took a nap instead.
Okay, weirdo.
Hey, hey, hey. Something smells good.
Lasagna, your favorite.
Well, hallelujah.
Come on, it's ready.
Don't have to tell me twice. Hey, kiddos, how was school?
Awesome! There was a pop quiz in history, and I aced it.
Very nice, very nice. How about you, Lee?
Yeah, it was fine. Still feeling pretty tired.
Oh, okay, honey. Well, why don't you just go ahead and go to bed after dinner? You gotta rest up for this weekend. Camping trip. Camping trip.
Camping trip.
Camping trip. Camping trip.
Now, who could that be? Just a minute.
No! Mom, don't! Oh, no.
Oh, my God, Susan, what are you...
Oh, my God! What the hell happened? Susan?
I don't know. Look, help me get her to the table. Susan. Oh. Jesus, her legs and her arms. Susan. Susan, honey, are you okay?
Ow! Get off of her!
Oh, God, Mom!
Name. God, my arm!
Mom, please, no. Please.
Hang on, honey. Oh, please, 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 please. Knife. God, anything. Fuck.
Dad, look out!
Oh, my God.
Is she?
I think so.
Dad, your arm.
I'm fine, son. Let's see your mother.
Mom!
No, don't you give up on me, baby. Don't you close those eyes. Close those eyes. Come on, baby. I've got you. Just stay with me. It'll be okay. You're okay. Oh, God, no. Elena!
Mom!
Dad, get away from the window. Dad!
Oh, God, no!
Jesus! Oh, God!
Dad, what do we do?
We have to grab your mother. Get out of here. I'm not leaving her here like this.
Dad, I don't think...
What are those things?
I don't know. They look... Something's wrong with them.
Zombies.
What?
Zombies. They're zombies.
Well, whatever they are, they don't die easy, that's for sure. Jeez.
Dad, your arm.
It burns like hell. Oh, I don't know what the hell that fucker had under her nails. Yeah. Okay, kiddos. I'm gonna need you to listen to me very carefully. You know that old riverbed we used to go walk at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need you to run there as fast as you can. I'm gonna get your mother and meet you there. But you need to go now.
No, Dad, you have to come with. You can't stay here.
It's gonna be... All right, Leah. Emmett, you take care of her. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I love you both. Now go.
I love you, Dad.
I love you.
Go! Come on, Leah, let's go. Here, Leah. Okay. Now we just gotta wait for Dad.
Emmett, I don't think...
Mom! Dad! Over here!
Mom? I'm tired, sweetie. It's time to go to bed.
Listen to your mother, dear. Just close your eyes.
Are you okay, Miss Lane? You okay, Miss Lane? You okay, Miss Lane?
Oh, fuck, oh God!
Leah? You okay?
I'm fine. I just...
Hey. What's going on?
Just a dream. A nightmare. Mom and Dad were there.
Oh, there, or...
Both.
Jesus. I'm so sorry, Leah.
Fuck. Every time we see one of those things... Part of me is afraid.
That it'll be Mom and Dad?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me too.
God. If we'd only known, then they wouldn't be...
How could we have been expected to?
It feels terrible to be stuck like that. It's not what either of them would have wanted.
I mean, I don't think anyone really wants to be stuck as a zombie, Leah.
Sure.
They wouldn't be mad at us, Leah, if that's what you're worried about.
It's not that. I don't know. I mean, you know I don't believe in all that stuff, but Mom and Dad always talked about going to heaven together, and now... I don't know. They're stuck.
I don't see it that way.
No?
Nah. Those... things... they're not Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad's souls left when they, you know, died. And something horrible took their place. But I don't think they're trapped here or anything. I don't know where they are, but I think they're where they'd want to be.
That's a nice thought.
Yeah.
It was super weird, though. Owen, that guy from today, he came and, like, saved us at the end.
Huh. Really? Dreams are weird, man.
Yeah. You know, I think I'd like to take him up on that dinner invite.
Not this again, Leah.
He's nice, Emmett.
Nice?
He let us keep the rabbit.
That doesn't mean anything.
I mean, he lost his daughter. Don't you feel, like, a little bit bad?
I mean, sure. Does it mean I want to sit down and eat whatever the hell farmers eat nowadays?
Probably rabbits, like the one from his trap, genius. Besides, he didn't look like he was struggling to find things to eat. He and his wife seem to be doing pretty well, considering.
Yeah, his wife that would love to have company. Give me a break.
What, you think he lied about that?
Yeah, probably. I don't trust him, Leah.
Why would someone lie about something like that?
I don't know, to lure us into a false sense of security so that he can strike when we least expect it?
A false sense of security? What movie did you get that from?
Whatever, Leah. I don't trust him. He gives me the creeps.
I mean, sure, he's kind of weird, but he seems nice enough.
I didn't like the way he looked at you, Leah.
He said I remind him of his daughter. It was weird, but, like, I get it.
You're being too nice. It was fucking weird. And the way you just blew the brains out of that fucking zombie, like, no hesitation. I don't know. He could be fucking crazy.
Well, if you lost a daughter, you'd probably be a little crazy too, Emmett.
That's not fair, Leah. We've lost people too.
Exactly. We can understand how hard that is. I miss Mom and Dad so much. Maybe he and his wife just need understanding. Maybe we can help each other.
I still don't even know if this wife even exists, or if he even had a daughter for that matter. He could be saying anything to try to get us into his house.
What, you think he's a farmer and an actor too? You didn't see his eyes when he looked at me. They were so sad. Just really, really sad.
You've got a big heart. I appreciate that about you, but we gotta use our heads here. He lives on a farm, for Christ's sake.
What's wrong with living on a farm?
Oh my God, you're impossible.
Oh my God, you're so annoying.
I'd rather be annoying than naive.
I'm naive?
You're too trusting of everybody. It's gonna get you killed.
Oh no, he's gonna kill us with kindness. Blah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, so am I. It's just a man and his wife that want to willingly give us food for free. What's the harm in free food?
It's the zombie apocalypse, Leah. It's a man-eat-man world out there. You can't trust anyone.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me get this straight. You think the guy that just saved my life is a fucking cannibal?
Oh, Leah, you really have no idea.
Ah! Why don't you enlighten me then, jerk?
It's a classic apocalypse farmer trope. Food is scarce, you live on a farm, your livestock are probably dead, but you still need to eat, and you already know how to butcher an animal for meat. So, boom, cannibalism.
A classic according to whom?
Apocalypse fiction enthusiasts.
Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Emmett, just because it's been in apocalypse fiction movies or books...
or video games...
or whatever, doesn't automatically make it true. It's fiction. It's literally in the name, genius.
Fiction written in truth. Listen, Leah, humans are kind of terrible. They'll pretty much do anything when they're desperate. And if he does have a wife, and if he did lose a daughter, then he's probably feeling pretty damn desperate. Trust me, I know this.
Hey, it's Rissa, and I'm back with a quick message from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to our show.
Shit. Hey, Em! Listen, honeybee, I gotta go hunting. We're out of meat.
Mm-mm.
Listen, I'll be back as soon as I can, but last I checked, we were clearing those rabbits out pretty quick. I'll see what I can find, okay? I'm sure you're hungry.
Mm.
I love you, honeybee.
Mm.
Well, shit, Steve. Looks like this area is getting scarce. Ah, right. Almost forgot. Oh, I'm gonna miss you, Steve. Oh my goodness. Hey there. God, you look just like Steve. You want to be my new Steve? Oh man, sorry about your leg. Let's get that patched up, Steve. Let's see what we can find right here for him. Hey, Steve. Oh shit. Oh, Jesus! Hold on, miss! Are you okay, miss? Oh, fuck. I'm too late. Oh, man. It's okay, miss. You're gonna be okay. We can't just leave her here, Steve. She's not one of them. She deserves to be, I don't know, buried. Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. God, jeez, I still gotta get him something to eat. God, this day. Well, let's get her back to the house, Steve.
I get it, Emmett. You don't trust him. Can we talk about something else, please?
Yeah, sure. Like what?
I don't know. Oh. You're getting better at cooking rabbit.
Oh, well, thank you.
No problem.
Hey, Leah?
Yeah?
I'm sorry I didn't save you today.
Hey.
No, really. I hesitated and almost lost you. I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. I hesitated too. Guess I didn't get the natural talent of shooting a gun.
Yeah, me neither. Dad didn't get to teach us before. Anyway, I'm glad you're good. Alive, I mean.
Aww. I'm glad you're good, too. There's no one I'd rather argue with during the apocalypse.
You're such a pain in the ass, but I guess I love you anyway.
I love you too, weirdo.
Shh.
Fuck. I was hoping this place was gonna be secure.
Yeah, me too. Maybe it'll go away.
Fuck. Emmett? I think we should... Emmett? I think we need to...
Yeah, me too. Okay. I can do this.
You can do this.
Come on. Almost got it. Damn it! Okay, I can do this.
Just take deep breaths. Like Dad used to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Emma, you did it!
Oh, fuck. Thank God. Fuck. My heart is racing.
Now you just have to teach me.
Shit. Those shots will probably attract more of them. We should... move? Fuck. I don't know. Let's check out the town.
It's pretty far, isn't it?
Do you have a better idea?
I mean...
Leah.
It's a lot closer, Emmett. And secure.
Fuck. Leah.
Okay, let's compromise. We can look around for another hideout, and if we don't find anything, then we go to Owen's.
Are you sure you even know which ranch is his?
We saw where he went today. We could head that direction, probably.
I really hate you sometimes.
I love you too, jerk. Let's go.
Hey, Em. I haven't found anything yet. This woman, she got attacked and I found her on the way. I couldn't save her. Thought I'd bury her out back. I know. I'll find you something to eat, though. I got you, honeybee. You're not starving on my watch. We'll figure something out. Gotta be something around here. Anyways, just wanted to check in with you. I'm gonna go back out, and I ain't coming back till I found you something to eat. Scout's on her.
Okay.
I love you, honeybee. I'll be back.
Love you.
Come on, Steve. Maybe if we go deeper in the forest, we can find something else.
What about that house?
No, we've already looked in that house. Remember? It's not secure. There were like 6 in the basement.
Oh, fuck. I forgot.
Have we checked this one?
I don't think so. but you usually remember better than I do.
I don't think we have. Let's check it out. Is your gun ready?
Yeah, I got it.
The safety is off too?
Oh, right. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. I'm gonna look upstairs. You check downstairs.
Okay. Damn. Looks like someone cleared out this place a while ago.
You okay? Fuck! Run!
Fuck!
Yeah, help me!
Fuck! Okay, let's see. Focus there. Yeah, that'll work. Okay, come on!
Thanks. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Listen, I don't want to be annoying and push the point, but...
Yeah, whatever. Lead the way!
I wonder what her name was. She was alone in the world. God, Steve. Life is real sad sometimes. Here we go. She kind of looks like a Madeline. Huh? Katie had a friend named Madeline. Maddie. I wonder where she is. Hope she's doing all right. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you, Steve. I found more of those tapes in the attic. I guess Katie, she recorded more for me. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Dad. This one's for you. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Happy birthday, Dad. I love you.
I love you, sweet pea.
Owen?
Katie? Oh, Miss Leah. Emmett. I didn't expect to see you all so soon.
Me neither.
Yeah. It seemed like a safe place to go. Are you okay? Is this a bad time?
Oh, no. Actually, I just made him some dinner. I got plenty left. Y'all hungry?
Starving.
Yeah.
All right. Follow me.
What the? Leah?
What?
Looks like a grave.
Hey, Owen? What's this?
Oh, I came across this woman today. One of us. I couldn't save her. She wasn't one of them, though. Thought she deserved a proper burial.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Whatever, Leah.
Just come on, weirdo.
Yeah, it's a shame. Anyway, how do y'all usually like your steaks cooked?
The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Home was written by Hannah Schooner. Leah is Melissa Lusk. Elaine is Sarah Golding. Emmett is Michael Ignacio Jr. Jim is Atticus Batakan. Owen is Giancarlo Herrera. The Woman in the Woods is Risa Montañez. M is Dana Kreisman. Katie is Kayla Temshiff. Dialogue editing by Atticus Jackson. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Shuttlecotti. Directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah, with executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Susanna Roche Romero. A Bloody FM production.